We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, gentle viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Yerbert 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Asht 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. In Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Eso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanision, 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia and Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on Ateuve La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siding Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. in Dakhan All Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Tar Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions, Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, in Bayanzuk in Han Ur District, Channel 25 on Himore Cable TV, in Hotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, in Seishan City in Donongombe Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, in Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yangjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV, in Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, and Taichung County, Channel 106 on Tong Chai Cable TV, in Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV, and Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company, in Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates approximately $1 million US annually to Indonesia for grassroots programs. In community news, 60,000 Syrian children sign an anti-smoking banner. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Misión Barrio Adentro, or Mission Inside the Neighborhood, a program that brings free healthcare to all corners of Venezuela. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 10th, is the birthday of piano virtuosa Ms. Gabriela Montero, born in Caracas, Venezuela. She is a distinguished classical pianist who made her concert debut at the age of 8 and has since performed with orchestras around the world. Ms. Montero, who is known for her outstanding ability to improvise, has been the recipient of many accolades. These include the 2007 Keyboard Instrumentalist of the Year at the German Music Award in Munich, Germany. Her CD Bach and Beyond, released in 2006, topped the charts. Our sincere thankfulness, Ms. Gabriela Montero, for sharing your bright light of musical creativity with many listeners. May you have a very happy birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. At least 70 perish as severe weather pummels southwest China. Starting on the evening of May the 5th, forceful rain, hail, winds, and a rare tornado with gusts of up to 112 kilometers per hour impacted the provinces of Sichuan, Chongqing, Guizhou, Jiangxi, Guangdong, and Hunan. The storm set off mud rockslides, flash floods, and threatened to breach reservoirs as water levels in rivers swelled and burst levees.
According to the Office of State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters on Friday, 2.55 million residents had been affected, with nearly 10,000 homes collapsed and 100,000 hectares of arable land damaged. Moreover, power and telecommunication services were cut off, with highways and bridges also sustaining damage. The central government has allocated an initial $4.5 million to help with recovery efforts in Chongqing municipality, where 31 of the fatalities were reported. Meanwhile, working teams have also been sent to the afflicted regions to assist with relief operations, and local officers have been asked to keep a close watch and take necessary preventive measures.
Our appreciation, China, all officials and personnel, for your timely and caring assistance. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the smooth recovery of the storm-afflicted as we work to alleviate such calamities through our kinder regard for the delicate balance of nature.
Lives lost to northeastern India storm. On Saturday, May 8th, a combination of heavy rain, lightning strikes and gusting winds caused at least 57 people to perish and scores of others to become injured throughout more than 10 districts in the Indian states of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. With trees that were uprooted, as well as electric and telephone poles, Bihar State's Disaster Management Special Secretary Satendra stated it was like a cyclone.
Thousands were left homeless and hundreds of homes were destroyed. Though officials are still assessing the damage, and experts are looking into the unusual nature of the storm. In Bihar State, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar stated that financial assistance would be offered to the storm victims, as well as bereaved family members, as he asked that officials speed their relief and rescue efforts in the affected areas. We are thankful, Chief Minister Kumar and other officials, for your timely actions to ease the situation. Our sincere sympathies for those who have lost loved ones as we pray for the residents soon resuming of their productive lives and that such weather extremities subside through a gentler care for each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you for the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Planes grounded once more in Europe due to volcanic ash. On Saturday, May 8th, Spain closed 16 of her airports, including Barcelona Airport, the nation's second largest, due to the ash clouds from Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano, which erupted again this past week. Airports in Italy's Milan, Pisa, and Florence also were shut down on Sunday, along with six Scottish airports in the United Kingdom. With volcanic plumes reaching heights of 20,000 to 30,000 feet earlier in the week, flights were disrupted to and from Switzerland, southern and central France, and northern Portugal, with aviation safety agency Eurocontrol saying that additional airports could be closed as well. Many thanks Eurocontrol and all other European aviation officials for your efforts to safeguard the public. May travelers and residents alike remain safe as we strive to minimize such extreme events through our more considerate actions towards the environment.
United Nations assists eastern Ethiopia with water and electricity. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, has just completed a $5 million US project to supply water to Somali refugees residing in eastern Ethiopia. The work required for the project included bringing electricity from the Jarar Valley to the Kibrabaya refugee camp, which also allowed the UNHCR to provide power and water to local residents in the region. Thus, around 51,000 people, including the region's 16,000 refugees, will have access to the 1.3 million litres of water being pumped daily. UNHCR representatives noted that costs have also been reduced as tanker trucks are no longer needed to supply water to the refugee camp and safety increased as women do not have to walk distances to carry it. United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Providence bless your efforts in bringing these valued resources to all the residents of eastern Ethiopia, wishing the Somali and Ethiopian people abundant lives of friendship, prosperity and peace.
Costa Rica inaugurates new president. On Saturday, May 8th, in a ceremony attended by dignitaries of 65 nations, Laura Chinchilla was sworn into the presidential office as the first woman leader of the Latin American nation, following her outstanding victory in elections earlier this year. Amongst her stated plans for her four-year term are increased funds for education, further boosting of the economy, and the adoption of green measures including preservation of natural sites. She has also banned the establishment of new gold mines to help protect the environment. Our congratulations on your new post, President Chinchilla. May your noble goals be fulfilled for the benefit of all fellow citizens and your nation.
Turkmen President offers early pardons. In honor of Victory Day on May 9th, President Gurbanguly Berdimuhamedov signed a decree granting amnesty to persons imprisoned for lesser offenses. Moreover, the Turkmen president asked the country's national security ministry to carefully oversee the operation to ensure that all former detainees return home in time for the holiday celebration, while asking as well that local governments help by employing former detainees. President Berdimuhamedov, we respectfully laud your act of clemency as we join in wishing the freed persons the joy of homecoming and fulfilling new chapters of life among family and friends.
Save our planet. Portland, Oregon, USA leads the way in veg sustainability. The city of Portland has long been upheld as a role model in environmental policies in areas from energy-efficient buildings to food and agriculture.
We were the first city to actually have a climate change plan way back in 1993, and we just updated that plan last year in 2009.
Portland citizens also say that sustainability is a known part of their culture.
I'm representing Portland Parks and Recreation's Community Garden Program. We've been providing community garden spaces in the city for 35 years. The citizens of Portland wanted us to start a program that would allow them to use land so that they could do that year-round.
Mr. Steve Cohen, manager of the Food Policy and Programs of Portland, Oregon's Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, is the first U.S. city government official with the title. The creation of this position reflects how the city is also at the forefront of addressing food policy in relation to environmental protection and climate change.
The City Hall recently held a public climate and food choices discussion with Mr. Cohen and author Anna LaPay of the best-selling book Diet for a Hot Planet to seek ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from food. This was followed by a community vegetable garden rededication activity led by Mr. Cohen, who is also a long-time vegetarian.
I read Francis Moore LePay's book in 1972, Diet for a Small Planet, and it just made total sense to me, you know, that we've got these animals out there that are actually food factories in reverse, that you're putting all this grain in them and, you know, you get one pound back for 20 that you put in. Didn't make sense, and became a vegetarian, that was it.
With the veg diet known to be a key solution to climate change, Portland City also has a head start. With 35 community vegetable gardens and ranking as America's number one best vegetarian-friendly large city by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA. Moreover, in April 2010, The Oregonian, the largest newspaper in both Portland and the Pacific Northwest region of the USA, launched a twice-monthly column on OregonLive.com called Going Vegan, which features recipes and other tips on enjoying a vegan lifestyle in Portland.
Bravo, Portland, and thank you, Mr. Cohen, the city government, and co-citizens for your leadership in the area of food and the environment. May yours and other cities worldwide help continue the veg trend for truly sustainable lifestyles.
In a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai encouraged all world governments toward leading roles in the needed shift to veganism to save the planet.
The governments have the power to make this urgent transition to the organic vegan diet. First, they should ban all animal products, informing people about the facts of animal product, explaining that because it's poisoning their co-citizens and piling up far more cost than any gains economically and environmentally, and because it's eating up our planet. Next, the governments can help the agriculture sector transition to being an organic vegan sector. First, it will help the world be veg easily, thus eliminating more than half of the greenhouse gas emission which is heating up our planet and endanger our lives. And second, the high-quality organic soil will absorb much of the rest of the greenhouse gas emissions, and it will also help to save our planet. According to respected Dutch scientists, tens of trillions of US dollars can be saved by world governments if all the world becomes vegan. In addition, the governments of the world have the power to make the veg trend an exciting movement for everyone toward a healthier lifestyle.
Save Our Planet. Fifth Global Oceans Conference convenes. Held at the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Headquarters in Paris, France, from May 3 to 7, 823 representatives from 80 countries arrived at the summit, many from developing nations. Themed Ensuring Survival, Preserving Life and Improving Governance, discussions focused on topics that many participating countries already acknowledge as realities, including rising sea levels, ocean acidification, dying coral and diminished marine life, as well as drought, freshwater scarcity and climate refugees.
Also present were the 42 nation members of the Alliance of Small Island States, or AOSIS, a group that accounts for only 0.3% of the world's emissions, but endures the most environmental impact, especially from rising sea levels.
We can see now it's the rising of the sea level. When I see that, it makes me feel scared, because I know that one day our island is going to be lost.
However, freshwater supplies are also becoming a problem, with regions such as the Caribbean facing limited available supplies for cooking and agriculture, and water having to be trucked to serve visitors in hotels. Anticipating an ultimate exodus from his island nation, Kiribati President Anote Tong said,
"The best we can hope to have is to maintain the integrity of our culture. What personally I would like to see happen is for us to maintain a nation of Kiribati somehow. We have to do that so that the new generation or generations of Kiribati people in different parts of the world will have somewhere to go to say that this is what once was our nation."
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, and all participants for your committed efforts and those of the island brethren who shoulder the daily concern of their homeland survival. Let us strive as a collective humanity to save the rich heritage of every community on our planet.
Save Our Planet. Inspired by the original work of Nikola Tesla, US-based Solar Aero Company develops a bladeless wind turbine whose enclosed design virtually eliminates wildlife injuries as well as noise and visual pollution while maintaining high efficiency.
Save Our Planet. Students at Coventry University in the UK designed the Coventry Chariot with a fuel container the size of a soda can to compete alongside 200 other entrants from 24 countries in Germany's Shell Eco Marathon for the world's most fuel-efficient car.
Save Our Planet. Mr. Frank Pajawas of US-based Abaco Industries says his oil-removing compound could assist in cleaning up the recent spill in the Gulf of Mexico, being made of plant fibers and microbes that leave only a byproduct, which is safe for fish and water.
Save Our Planet. Bolivian President Evo Morales presents to the United Nations recent climate change conference findings that include calls for emission reductions to 300 parts per million and a greater role for developing nations in global warming negotiations.
Pitu the Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I eat smart with a plant-based diet. Today, I have a tip on veganizing your baking. When a recipe calls for milk, you can use one of several types of vegan ones available, such as rice, soya, almond, coconut, oat, hazelnut, or hemp. These non-dairy products can be found in many grocery and health food stores, or you can make your own. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Japan donates around $1 million for Indonesian communities annually. The funds, part of Japan's overseas development aid, support about 20 grassroots projects each year. These include the Xenia School for People with Disabilities in Tibet, South Jakarta, and the Aulia Foundation, which helps disadvantaged families and children without homes in Sunta, North Jakarta. Facility renovations and the purchase of hearing aids have been made possible through Japan's contribution. Heaven bless you, Japan, for your generous dedication to the citizens of Indonesia. May many individuals' lives be bettered through your kindness.
In health news, Syrian children deliver a strong anti-smoking message. Approximately 60,000 youngsters have signed a 200-meter-long banner advocating that people give up the dangerous habit. The children and their parents also inscribed comments on the material describing the harmful consequences of smoking on the family and society. A ban on smoking in public places and advertisements of tobacco products began in the nation in May 2010. Our earnest appreciation, Syrian children and parents, for encouraging citizens to adopt smoke-free ways. May all people turn to life-supporting habits for enhanced well-being of body, mind, and spirit. Ahead, a noteworthy news is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting a Venezuelan healthcare program which has provided more than 403 million free medical consultations. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please stay tuned for more exemplary news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informative news for a wiser world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Mission Inside the Neighborhood, which collaborates with other projects in Venezuela to bring subsidized pharmaceuticals and low-cost foods to people in need.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Misión Barrio Adentro, meaning Mission Inside the Neighborhood, is a Venezuelan community health program dedicated to bringing free quality medical care to citizens of the nation. Inaugurated in 2003, the project is sponsored by the Venezuelan Ministry of Health and Social Development. It began with 53 doctors from Cuba and Venezuela serving in the most disadvantaged areas. Now more than 44,000 physicians and healthcare specialists from both countries are working in many parts of Venezuela.
Up to the present, 6,711 clinics have provided more than 403 million medical consultations. In addition, there are 504 comprehensive diagnostic centers, over 550 comprehensive rehabilitation rooms, 27 high-technology centers, and 126 operating rooms. The staff of health professionals includes physicians, dentists, nurses, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and more. The mission's approach to nurturing well-being is holistic. It collaborates with other government-sponsored projects to make sure that subsidized medicine, low-cost foods, and essentials are easily available to those in need.
The endeavor has received international recognition. It has been lauded by the Latin American branch of the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund. Physicians from various countries have visited Venezuela to gain first-hand knowledge of the details of the wonderful program and possible implementation of the ideas in their own countries. Our heartfelt gratitude, Venezuelan Ministry of Health and Social Development, for your laudable endeavor which helps so many of your beautiful citizens. Also, our earnest thanks to devoted healthcare professionals from Cuba and Venezuela for your vital contribution. May God bless your loving service to humanity.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in Hebrew entitled Lady Driver.
גברת יוצאת ברברס ומתנגשת בגבר בעוד היא יוצאת מהמכולת. הוא יוצא מהמכונית שלו וצועק, האם אי פעם עשית אפילו איזה מבחן נהיגה? הגברת עונה, כן, עשיתי, והרבה פעמים.
And now for our viewers' hotline, on an urgent message from Supreme Master Qinghai, in which she was the honored guest speaker at a conference of Mexican politicians in Veracruz in June 2009 to discuss solutions to global warming.
Thank you for sharing this valuable, urgent, planet-saving information. And thank you for letting us know the easy, compassionate answer of the vegan diet. With love, Tef from United Kingdom.
Thank you for your divine and committed service to help spread the word for compassionate eating, living, and being. Your gentle nature goes far. Linda from Los Angeles, United States.
Planet-loving Taff and Linda, Supreme Master Qinghai has compassionately devoted her life to sharing the information that the vegan diet is our surest way to save our imperiled planet. May her wisdom be heeded by humanity for a sustainable and bright future for Earth and all inhabitants. With the blessings of heaven to you and all the God-loving citizens of the United Kingdom and the United States.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Be your heart rejoice in divine love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Director of China's Astronaut Center Chen Shanguang announces the country's first women astronauts, with two who will join a team working to test China's docking technology over the next several years.
Visiting Georgian Chairman of the Parliament, David Bakradze, meets with His Majesty Carl Gustav XVI of Sweden in Stockholm for discussions of political and economic matters, as well as furthering bilateral cooperation.
Leaders of the Palestinian Liberation Organization and the Fatah movement approved indirect peace talks with Israel through U.S. mediation to be conducted by Special Envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell.
During the United Kingdom's recent parliamentary elections, Roshnara Ali was voted in as a first ever person of Bangladeshi origin, while Carolyn Lucas became the first from the Green Party to similarly win a national seat.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama hosts a Mother's Day tea at the White House, with guests including former First Family members, to honor all mothers as well as recognize Military Spouses Appreciation Day.
Representatives from all 15 member states of the UN Security Council gather for a meeting and open exchange of ideas over dinner at Iranian Foreign Minister Manasheh Motaki's residence in New York City, USA.
Esteemed Chinese classical pianist and UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Goodwill Ambassador Lang Lang raises over $500,000 at a Hong Kong concert to benefit a UNICEF fund that assists victims of natural disaster.
As a part of the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority's program to help the most vulnerable, ear specialists perform successful cochlear implant surgeries on two Somali orphan sisters to restore their hearing.
U.S. researchers find that offering healthy options such as raw carrots in a first course to preschoolers leads to significantly increased consumption of vegetables served during the main course.
10 leading international human rights groups honor detained Syrian attorney Mohammed al-Hassani with the 2010 Martin Ennals Award for Human Rights Defenders, which includes an $18,000 prize for his courageous and outstanding efforts in the field.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.